I was having an interesting conversation with a group of friends last weekend, and we realized that the younger generation at work prefers to write in short SMS-like sentences. I mean, even during formal meetings, you find words like, already, as in as is spelled in OREDI, NUF, K, as in short form for okay. I mean, this type of syntax permeates the way that this generation communicates. I mean, while this provides economic benefit when you aim to keep your SMS messages within the limit of 160 characters, it does not bear well upon a life situation when you need to exchange ideas and think in full sentences. When someone prefers to text or SMS rather than speak, it shows that there is, in today's generation, a missing element which in prior era was fundamental to the development of leadership qualities in the workplace. I am referring to the art of conversation, or rather, the lost art of conversation today. Why is it so difficult to get the younger generation to speak intelligently and with substance, not style? I think there are three reasons. Firstly, we have been guilty of feeding them with answers since young. Even revision books nowadays come with complete model answers, and our focus is on bottom line results rather than on the thinking process that gets to the right answers. No wonder we are now witnessing a generation that cannot go through the rigors of deliberate thinking and lack the staying power needed to work through problems and issues in life. Secondly, we have not set standards high enough for the younger generation. I'm referring to the standards of communication. The young ones grow up with their needs being anticipated by both parents and teachers, and they are not trained to communicate their needs. I mean, even young kids just within half sentences could just get what they want, or making short grunting noises. And we do not impose on them standards of high communication expectation. In other words, they are just too lazy to express themselves. Instead, whenever we need something from them, something to be expressed, they must be persuaded, bribed, or cajoled. Number three, there is a low tolerance of mistakes. I mean, the younger generation now grow up with a mentality of scoring straight A's and will not venture into anything that might make them look bad or work hard. What happened to trial and error? The school of hard knocks. So you know what happened? Instead of taking the risk to open up their mouth and to expose their level of thinking, most would rather keep quiet and let someone else put their comments on the line. So while technology has all the benefits of instant connection and the speed of response, I hold on to the view that it diminishes the traditional value of life-to-life coaching and mentoring. Many organizations today says that they propagate their core values from one generation to the next. But when they look at the quality of their next generation leaders, the middle management, they are surprised with the lack of depth and character in their lives. Yet the skills and technology are there, but the fundamentals of what constitutes a secured succession planning process is missing. There is a lack of depth, folks. There's so much hype about coaching and mentoring in the workplace nowadays. There is only but one simple litmus test as to whether your organization is working hard to build a strong culture for the next generation. What's that litmus test? Here it is. Are the people managers in your organization today equipped and trained to hold regular and meaningful conversations with their subordinates? No amount of emails, memos, and conferences are going to build that bridge of core values with your team. Forget about using the send button on your laptop. Rather, send yourself to your team's environment and engage them in useful exchange of ideas, conversation, and discussion. A team that has a disciplined structure for self-expression creates an ethos of ownership and buy-in. The effectiveness of a manager is measured by the effectiveness of his facilitation skills. Are you hiding behind technology or are you engaging with your people in the art of conversation? This could either make or break your team culture. Think about it. This is Joseph Tan here of PerformanceByCharacter.com.